Now, this entire field, instinct, desire, emotions and feelings, this whole thing is called pranamaya. It is only one word because it is, prana means breath. It is all dependent upon breathing basically. According to Indian science, if breathing stops, all these things will disappear. It all depends upon breathing, because breathing is the real cause of what we call nervous reactions. If you examine our physiology, you'll find that all emotions, feelings, desires, they are nothing but reactions of the nerves. If nerves stop, then feelings stop. Like in paralysis, for example, if something is paralyzed, the nerves are affected. They become numb, they do not function. Therefore, even if you touch, there is no feeling. And this paralysis happens because the breath has stopped in that part of body. The movement of breath has stopped. So prana is very important for the entire field of the instincts, desires, emotions and feelings. There's one more element in the field of vital or pranamaya, and that is will. There's a difference between desire and will. I may desire a cup of wine, glass of wine, but I may not will it. I may have a desire for it, but I know it is injurious to health. I know that it upsets my mind. I come out of my own self, as it were. I lose control over myself. Knowing all these consequences, even though I may desire it, I may not will it. For a desire to become a will, you must weigh the consequences of desire and then make a choice to put the desire into action. And when you do that, then that takes the form of will. Now, normally human beings are ruled by instincts. Normally, most of the human beings are only instinctive, like animals. Animals are instinctive only. They have very little of thought or any kind of memory or any imagination. But human beings also very largely are instinctive. We are packets of instincts, basically, you might say. But then these instincts are developed into desires. And some of the desires become very powerful in some human beings. Like desire turning into ambition. A kind of a longing. Desire becomes not only a desire for immediate satisfaction, but something like a longing, which can last for 25 years, 30 years, 50 years. People have ambition sometimes. Somebody says, I want to be Prime Minister of the country. It may take 50 years to realize that ambition. And one can sustain that kind of desire for a long time if there is a great longing for it. There are certain kinds of love where, for example, even if you are separated, husband and wife may be separate for many years. But it is a true love, it's a longing to meet. And even if there are hurdles and hurdles in meeting, you overcome them, even if it takes years and years. So certain desires become longings, attractions, long-standing attractions. Now similarly, certain repulsions also become long-standing. That is how some people want to take revenge. It can be long-standing, may remain for 30, 40 years. There are many people we have seen, over 30 years the revenge is fulfilled, and then they feel satisfied in their life. So, there can be long-standing ambitions, long-standing attractions, long-standing repulsions. There can be also short-living desires. So, most of the human beings are instinctive, but when they become more conscious, they are ruled by desires. out of desires they begin to have many emotions, and some of which human beings begin to value more. When you say, in the company of yours, I feel happy. So, there are many things that I experience, out of them I select that I will like to be with so and so for such and such time, whenever I get time. Whenever Arvind is present, I feel very comfortable. So I always go to him whenever I feel time. So emotions which are more stable, they arise out of experiences of desires. And then comes the question of will, as I told you. When you have experienced the consequences of desire, and then you consider pros and cons, and decide whether you want the satisfaction of desire, or you can control the desire, you want to master it, you want to eliminate it. All this is the operation of will. It is therefore said that a human being, as long as his only instinct is purely animal, when he begins to have some desires, he starts becoming human. But it's only when he begins to develop will that his manhood really comes into picture. A man who has no will or not developed willpower has not yet entered into manhood. He is carried away by desires, instincts, impulses, passions. He is not in his self-possession. That is why it is said that the most important thing in education is to develop the willpower of the child. Because child is normally instinctive, and gradually he has to grow into manhood, and therefore the insistence upon development of willpower. Now this is true of all human beings, because we are also children actually, all of us. And we also need to develop quite a lot. So for human beings, the most important thing is to develop willpower. All this is the subject matter of Pranamaya. So there is a huge complexity in every human being, and if you really open it, you will find so many kinds of things. It is like a drawer which is full of computing, papers and pencils, various colors, and certain torn pages and certain pages that are crumpled. Similarly, our whole vital life, if you open the drawer of our vital being, Pranamaya, you find all kinds of things littered, almost in a chaotic manner. This is what we are normally. But the willpower develops basically when the third element develops, that is Manomaya, the mental.